It is the evening of Saturday, March 9th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that You'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of Your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for Your presence, my eyes to see Your coming, my ears to hear Your whisper, and my lips to savor Your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
A millennia ago, people were fasting and abstaining, and through it all, they were praising the Lord. There is something stunningly beautiful about the fact that the Lord woos us generation after generation, again and again. As a young man, I constantly dream about the old man that I would like to become, how I hope my face, body language, my words and presence tell a story of the joy and faithfulness of God that I can pass on to the next generation. Lord, I am becoming someone each and every single day. Show me small decisions that I made today that will shape me into who I am becoming tomorrow. Lord, I pause at the end of this day and ask for an encounter of Your love. your love. You being a God of love. This is what matters at the end of the day. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
At the close of another week of this Lenten fast, I find myself in a community that has chosen to pray with our collective bodies for an increase of faith in our house. Lord, highlight a moment over the past 3 weeks where I felt the temperature of my faith rise. I ask myself honestly if my fervor has waned. Have I kept at the forefront the desire that invited me into this Lenten season? I am reminded of the four expressions our church was stirred by: dreams, power, family, and direction. Lord, I stood in response to the prompting of your Spirit as an act of desire and not duty. Aid me in keeping the desire ablaze and to preserve in this season of Lenten fasting. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.